This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this first weekend of the month. And the first interview we have this second hour is with Ray Liotta. We lost Ray about a week and a half ago. Tremendous talent, nice man, a friend of our show for many, many years. And this is an interview that we did with him from December 2021 as a tribute to our friend Ray Liotta. And after that, we have from the WWE, John Cena. Margie Haber will be joining us. A lot of people ask me how to get into acting. Well, she's got the answer with a new book. And then we'll chat about eye care with Dr. Nancy Holkamp. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only for a few seconds. When we come back, we'll be playing a last interview that we did with the legendary Ray Liotta. We'll be right back.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
As everyone knows by now, we lost a very talented man and a very nice one, too, in the likes of Ray Liotta, who passed away just about a week or so ago. We had Ray on the show many, many times, and as a tribute to him and his talent and his friendship with us, we'd like to play the last interview we did with Ray Liotta. We will miss him. We're back nationwide and all around the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is really one prolific actor, and it's nice to have a paisan who's made it so well in this business. He is one giant talent. Joining us right now is Ray Liotta. Ray, welcome back to the show. It's been a long time.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. We were talking before we went on the air about how many times that you've come down here at Christmas time with your daughter to visit all the parks down here in Orlando.
Yep. We would do, we probably day after Christmas usually, we either get there the 26th or the 27th, which has to be one of the busiest times that Disney World is. It's just packed with people.
Yes.
But luckily we get a little perks because if you stand in line, you can sign one picture or sign one autograph, then it's 100. So they kind of sneak you around, and we just loved it. My daughter loved it. She grew every year since she was 3 years old.
Wow!
So just imagine if five, six, seven, eight-year-old kid doing whatever she wants in Disney World. I loved it down there.
But, you know, here's the thing that's even better than that. The memory she has of being with her father at the park, that has got to be worth its weight in gold, you know, right?
Well, I'll probably find that out maybe when she's 25. Right now she's 19 and she could give a...
I know what you're saying. They get a little jaded after a while. It takes them a little while to grasp the whole concept.
Exactly.
No,
exactly. I'm with you, Ron. One day she'll see it.
Yeah, one day. I hope you live to see it. But unfortunately, I lost my father when I was 19, and I never got a chance to tell him how smart he really was and what a dope I was, you know?
Yeah.
I love the show Shades of Blue, where you played Officer Wozniak. Because in my home in Pennsylvania, there was a police chief by the name of Wozniak. So I don't know if it was taken from the books of history or not, but what a great performance you do. I mean, you are, as I mentioned in the introduction, one hell of an actor. You really are.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's nice to hear.
You know, your first jaunt out, a Golden Globe nomination for Something Wild, then, of course, The Field of Dreams, and your memorable role in Goodfellas and Copland, Hannibal, and you did some producing and starring in Narc and The Place Beyond the Pines, Shades of Blue. Must have been tough going to work every day with Jennifer Lopez.
It's rough on the eyes.
I know. You played Sinatra, did you not, in the Rat Pack?
I did. I was scared. I was offered it, the miniseries, by his daughters, and I just didn't want to do it. I just didn't see it. And then they wanted me for the HBO for Rat Pack, and I turned it down, and then I turned it down, and then finally I just had a little talk with myself saying, why am I turning this down? And I realized I was turning it down because for fear of what people would say. He doesn't look like Sinatra. He doesn't sound like Sinatra. I was hearing the voices of the critics. And as you know, in our business, everybody's a critic.
Right.
And then I said, that's a stupid reason not to do it, because it's a great challenge. And, you know, singing and dancing. And I started out, I mean, you're in Florida. I went to college at the University of Miami.
Oh, wow.
And the first year, all I did were musicals. And so I felt comfortable singing and dancing, and Sinatra definitely wasn't a hooper. I just wanted to get over that fear of what people would say. And once I got rid of that, I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then I just obsessed on everything Sinatra. So all his movies, there are too many books to read. We had to stick to the general things of how he helped Kennedy, and then Kennedy didn't want any part of him after he won the election, and yet they used him and his influences. So really glad I did it. And I was at a low point in my career, and that kind of brought things back again. Very odd business.
It is a very odd business, and you had to be complimented that the family wanted to do it. But on the other hand, it was probably very fearful because they would be most critical of your performance because it's their father.
Yeah, but quick story. So one day we're shooting something like in a Copacabana, and I'm there with Judith Exner. Doing the scene, and all of a sudden the director comes over to me with this really like scared face, and he said, "Ray, somebody dropped something off for you." And like he was saying it in such a fearful way, it turned out it was a horse's head.
Oh, you're...
And they kept it going like a horse's head. You know what that means? You know, from The Godfather.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I don't know if they like us doing the movie. And then ha ha ha, they realized his daughters sent the horse's head to me, and I turned it over to sign it because they wanted me to sign it. And they had done this to probably 20, 25 other people. So there were all different names of actors that played this horse's head joke on.
That's funny. That's scary and funny, to be honest with you. You know, Ray, you have a unique talent, though. A lot of times when people...
What are you? You got a great voice for radio.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment. But, you know, you have a unique talent. You can play a cop, as you did in Shades of Blue, and then you can play a gangster or a thug like you did in Goodfellas, and both being believable. That takes an enormous amount of versatility.
Well, thanks. You must have seen me in the Muppet movie where I sang and danced.
I did see that. I did see that. But you see, that's what I mean, the versatility. It's the full package. And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people, once they get pigeonholed into one role, man, they're there.
I know, but you really got to work hard and be committed to your career to make sure that people see that side.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I still have the same fire in my belly from when I started at the University of Miami. That's where I first wanted to be an actor.
When you were doing the Sinatra role, did you ever have ambitions of going out and just being a singer?
No. Although I did musicals.
That's what I mean.
When I was younger, I took guitar lessons. And then in like fifth or sixth grade, I was in the chorus. And the teacher came and told my mother that said that I had a really, you know, gifted voice. You know, he could maybe be a singer if you get him lessons. But I was more of a character singer. Like when we did West Side Story, I played Riff. I wasn't Tony. If you know the show.
Yeah, I know the show.
You know, it's much gruffer being, I could get away with it. My singing, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Going back to your old series there a couple of years back, you had a kind of a weird experience, and you handled it with vengeance, which personally I can relate to. You know, like a typical Italian. I forget what the argument was about, but the grudge is still there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. No question. I'm so bad with it that one year, and it just shows how, like, girls can be really rough on other girls. And one year, my daughter was, like, picked on, or they gave the silent treatment. And I still remember the girls that did this to my daughter. And if there was a monkey drowning in the ocean and one of these girls, I'd save the monkey.
Yeah.
To this day,
I love it.
My best friend once did something to me that I still hold. I still let him know.
You know, it's amazing. I got to tell you something. You and I are alike. I had something happen to me as a senior in high school. It was a buddy of mine that I was baptized next to. That's how close we were. We're like brothers. I haven't talked to him since, and that was 50 years ago.
What happened? What did he do?
He stole my girlfriend.
Take some of the holy water?
No, he stole my girlfriend.
Wow. You went light on him.
I know I went light on him big time. If it wasn't for me, he'd be in jail right now. He's in radio, but, you know, you're right. I think you should be interviewing me, Ray. I got a lot of problems here I got to discuss with you. Well, you know, Ray, you are a great guest. I wish you'd come back more often. We'd love to have you here, and congratulations on the success. And would you take me up on my offer, Ray?
Go down and visit you. Won't I go down there?
Come down and visit, or be back on the show, or whatever you want to do. Let's break some bread and have some pasta vajol.
Word up, homie.
Okay, it sounds like a winner. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. You have a nice day, okay?
Hey, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Ray Liotta has been our guest. What a talented individual. I really mean it. And when he plays a tough guy like he did on Goodfellas, and then you talk to him like we just did, you find out that he is really a prolific actor because he's not what you see on the screen. He's really a very nice guy. The last interview that we did with our friend Ray Liotta. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today. And our next guest has been with us in the past. Terrific guy. I'm a fan of his. There's millions of John Cena fans out there. The WWE superstar and also a Make-A-Wish ambassador. Very important. Joining us right now is John Cena. Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks again for having me back.
Well, I tell you something. They got you really working today, but that it is working for a great cause. First of all, you are physically fit to work harder than this. So, I mean, you know, this is probably just, this is a cake ride for you. You are the ambassador to a Make-A-Wish. And I have to tell you something. I am a big supporter of that. I know you've been involved since 2004. You have really grasped this. I have done a lot of work with Make-A-Wish. And it's a great organization. Tell us what your quest is here, because is the World Wish Day month.
Yep, and on his actual World Wish Day. So what Make-A-Wish is asking to do and what I'm encouraging people to do is go to wish.org/tickets. That's wish.org/tickets to find out how they can help me and help Make-A-Wish make wishes take flight. Basically, when they get to that site, they're going to find out that they can either make a cash donation or they can donate frequent flyer miles allocated over the years. Maybe you just took a flight. You're doing nothing with the miles. Go to wish.org/ticket and do what you can to donate those miles. Because miles make wishes happen. 75% of wishes involve travel.
Sure.
Airline travel. So it means getting the kids and their families from one destination to another. These travel tickets can be purchased or they can be redeemed with frequent flyer miles. And not only am I asking people to go to wish.org/tickets to donate, I'm matching their donations.
This is
great. Every single mile donated, up to $4.5 million, I will match myself.
Wow.
So hopefully by April 29th, we can get about 10 million miles together and help make some wishes happen.
That's sensational. 4.5 million miles you will match?
Yep. Last year we ran a similar promotion, and I donated myself 4 million miles. This year I upped it another 500,000. If you donate them, I'll match them right on the spot up until 4.5 million. And like I said, hopefully we can get that magic number of around 10 million miles to make some serious wishes happen this year.
That is a remarkable contribution, John, but it also says one other thing, and that is, boy, oh boy, you travel a lot.
Yeah, but oftentimes we'll ask you to donate or contribute to charities. It's truly just a, listen, could you please help us out and donate? I wanted to be the spokesperson for World Wish Day, because not only am I asking people to donate, but it's something that I'm doing myself.
Sure.
I've traveled my entire life, and these miles can be used for a personal vacation or family enjoyment. But I think they're much better used in trying to make wishes happen. I've granted a ton of wishes. I've seen the looks on children's faces, families' faces. The feeling of hope that a child gets when their wish is fulfilled is well worth a donation of any amount of miles. And between the 2 years, I've almost given 10 million miles myself. So I really encourage everybody to go to wish.org/tickets donate your miles now. You donate them, I'll match them, and we're going to get a ton of miles donated for World Wish.
Well, I got to tell you something. I've told you this in the past. You're a class act. The 9 years that you've participated in this, you have donated more than 200, actually more than 340 wishes, more than anybody else in the Make-A-Wish history.
Yeah, I've kind of, Make-A-Wish and I have fallen into a great relationship. They've made me an official ambassador of the charity. And like I said, once you see the reaction of a child and once you see the reaction of their families, you can't help but not want to be involved. And I've gotten involved in a big way, so much so that I'm not just donating my time, I'm donating my miles to help wishes happen. Even if they don't have to do with me, I think it's more about the wish than anything else. I really like the charity. I see what it does for these children. I see what it does for their families. So like I said, go to wish.org/tickets and help me. Help make some wishes happen.
Now, John, there are surveys that show that health professionals believe that these wish come trues have a very positive impact on the health of the children. Can you explain that? I mean, because a lot of these children are very, very sick.
Yes. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, for those who don't know, is based off of children facing life-threatening medical conditions, and they are granted one wish. And what the medical studies, I believe to the best of my knowledge, has proven is that when a child facing a life-threatening illness who's up against a really tough struggle finds out that they have a wish that's going to be granted and they have a date that wish will be granted, the child begins to look forward to that date. The treatments become a little bit more motivated. Everything that they're fighting against becomes there's a sense of positive reinforcement to work for that wish. And I can tell you firsthand, I'm not a doctor, but I've been in those rooms when the children's wish is fulfilled, and there is no greater sense of emotion, accomplishment, energy, excitement, satisfaction, just the hope that the child, no matter what they are facing, goes through a life of, or through a moment of extraordinary circumstances. They are truly, I know when it comes down to the WWE, they are given the most VIP experience they could ever imagine. And it really is great to see some of our biggest heroes who are up against some unsurmountable odds have a wonderful VIP experience and have a normal day with their family.
Now, it's based in Phoenix, but do they have, like, different locations throughout the country?
Yeah, the headquarters are based in Phoenix, but it is a regional chapter charity. There are chapters all over the place. I've met as many chapter heads and representatives from Make-A-Wish as I have kids and family. They come from all walks of life because they feel the same way I do. It really is something special.
There's one in Orlando, isn't there not?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I was very involved with that. I think the person who got really involved with it was Henry Lansworth. And he was introduced to me by the late astronaut Alan Shepard. And I've done a lot with the Make-A-Wish here in Orlando. It is a sensational cause. And I congratulate you for the work and the effort that you put into it. And I got to assume that when you award some of these and you make a personal appearance, I mean, the fact that you are, you know, a huge superstar with the WWE, that even your presence in awarding this has got to be an initial impact to a child that admires you.
It just is. It truly is wonderful. And different children have different reactions. Some are overwhelmed. Some are super excited. Some get really shy when I meet in person. But when they get out in the audience to enjoy the show, they're the loudest voice in the crowd. It really is. Like I said, it's ultimately rewarding to see these children just get a chance to be kids for a day. And that's what Make-A-Wish is all about.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't make a contribution, John will come over to your house and you up.
They did. They hired the right guy. I got some impact behind my words.
That's exactly right.
They hired the right guy.
He knows where you live. He knows what you're doing, and he will come over there and make it a point to get the money out. You can either donate $5 or more. Text WISH to 50555. But those 3 miles are very important.
Yeah, there's a lot of wishes that, and you mentioned the Orlando area. Obviously, Disney is a destination that a lot of kids want to go to. And if they're not from the Orlando area, that takes travel. All these wishes take travel. So it's about getting the kids and their families to their destination of their wish, and that takes tickets. And tickets can happen with miles, donating a bunch of them. I hope everybody gets on board and donates as well. They can go to wish.org/tickets and help be a part of World Wish Day. That's the big day that we're hoping to get a ton of miles together to announce that the campaign was a success.
Hey, John, always nice talking with you, my friend, and good luck, and thanks for all of your philanthropy work in this area, okay?
Thank you for the time.
Thanks, John. WWE superstar John Cena, who, by the way, is the ambassador for Make-A-Wish. He's quite a guy. Altogether different from being in the ring. He's got a compassionate heart. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. After doing the show for like eternity, I always get asked questions about guests and about show business. How do I get into show business? How do I break into acting? Well, we have one of Hollywood's top acting coaches right now. She's worked with Brad Pitt, Halle Berry, Tiffany Haddish. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. She has a studio that she founded 25 years ago, Margie Haber Studio. Joining us right now is our guest, Margie Haber. Hi, Margie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ron. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent now that you are here. I'm very excited to talk to you because there have been so many people, as I mentioned in the introduction, who think that getting in the show business is an easy thing, and it's not. And not only do you coach acting, but you also coach hundreds of corporate leaders, religious leaders, public leaders, political leaders. What do you look for when you're going to talk to somebody about coming out of their shell, out of their comfort zone, which is the name of your new book that we're going to be talking about here in a second?
Everybody, okay, Ron, everybody has a different story. Everybody always about what is your, first you have to figure out what is your comfort zone, you know? I mean, my comfort zone is being visible. Many people, most people's comfort zone is being invisible. Right. And if you can figure out, okay, what is it that is getting stopping me from fully living the best of my life, then you're in a good start. And most people, no matter whether you're a star, an actor, a non-actor, the challenge is to be willing to let go of control and get out of your comfort zone and do it through empathy and curiosity.
But that's not an easy thing to do. It reminds me of when I was in grade school, and I was always afraid to go to school because a teacher scared me, right? And they said, well, just relax.
I hate that word, relax. You know, people say to me, I just want to relax. You know, first of all, nerves are not bad, Ron. Nerves, actually, you can bring nerves into excitement. You know, the worst thing you can do is sit in neutral and just close yourself up. There's a chapter in my book called Does Your Armor Serve You? And some people, in order to protect themselves, wear the armor of indifference or the armor of humor. Like my student Tiffany Haddish wears this wonderful armor of humor. But for many years, I've known her since for a long, long time, that's all she wanted to do was to keep herself in that comedy place. She was so afraid of her vulnerability and her sadness and her pain. And so when we're afraid of those things and we keep these secrets we're controlled by our secrets. So in my book, I out myself in therapy sessions. My students out themselves about their lives. We find different tools for people to be able to get to breathe, one of the most important things, and to allow themselves to be to acknowledge what's going on and forgive themselves. Because we have to forgive. We're just human beings. Being imperfect is so important, you know?
I like your philosophy on the term relaxing, because it's very true that sometimes if you become too relaxed, then you cannot perform to your best, because I know that a little bit of fear is what keeps me sharp when I'm on the air or on stage or I'm seeing something, knowing that if I just kind of lay back and forget about it, I'm going to screw it up.
No, it's all, this, the fear that we have is actually, it's not the fear that's bad, it's what we do with fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, relaxing to me is not the way to do it. My thing is to be willing to take a dance with another, to have a reason for us to speak. You know, I'm here today to talk to you. I'm not going to be nervous if I really understand what I want you to know about me and what I want to know about you. It's a two-way street.
Right.
You know, if we have more time, I'd be asking all these questions to you about how do you get out of your comfort zone, you know, and are you a victim in your life, and how do you get and do you become a persecutor, getting out of that triangle that we end up being the persecutor, victim, and rescuer. It's a two-way street. Relaxing is just another way to get stuck in your fear.
Well, you know, a lot of times if you want a goal, or let's say you're not successful in the goal because you have a frightening feeling about it, for example, being on the air, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, they say that the biggest fear out there is talking in front of the public. People fear that the most, all right?
Public speaking.
And from a very young age, I wanted to do that, and I also had that fear. But I wanted the goal so bad that I overcame the fear, and now it's like, you know, just everyday routine for me. And I think that's what's important. Now, when you get an actor or an actress, and I've seen so many of these people on television where they say, you know, I don't want to watch myself because I don't like what I do, and so on and so forth, which I never could understand. But what about these people that are introverted, and then when they go on stage or they go in front of the public or they're on the movie screen or they're on the stage, they completely change. What is the...
Because I'll tell you what that is, Ron. You see, I have people... Years ago, I had a woman named Heather Lockbeer who was in my class, and Heather always sat there with her big sweatshirt covering herself up because she was so nervous. When she got in, when we did a slice of life, which you call a scene, or when she got up to do something, I was with her on Dynasty and Melrose Place, all the years back, she became alive. I have a guy who I work with all the time, who is an amazing actor. His name is Brandon Scott. He's on Dead to Me and Goliath and everything. His fearful child is, you know, it's always present, like most people. But when you realize I'm living the life of somebody else, I'm in someone else's shoes, then you do not have to. Then your life is filled with that person and that person's imagination. But even regular people, okay, Ron, even people that are non-actors, I work so much with people and do public speaking. You know, I have a guy who is very, very well-known. I mean, not well-known, but his name is Hattis Cadiz. He's a director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And he's in my book. And he talks about his fear of being imperfect and his fear of being vulnerable and his fear of making mistakes. And I just gave him permission to be human. That's the truth.
Yeah.
So public speaking or any of these things is that you're getting up to perform. I don't like that word, performance. I removed that word right away from my dictionary. I think of it as a conversation. Just a conversation, and you let the other person affect you, and you take this journey together.
The name of your first book was How to Get the Part Without Falling Apart, which kind of ties in with the theory that you don't fail unless you try. But and then your second book is F Your Comfort Zone, which I think really and truly says it, because of the fact that your comfort zone is where you obviously feel comfort. And if you don't go beyond that, then you really are never going to grow, whether it be an actor, a business leader, a religious leader, a politician, a sports figure. It doesn't make any difference.
Correct. Exactly. And, you know, I know you have a lot of military people that listen to this stuff, too.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. You know, so, you know, being in the military, you have to have all of these rules, and you have to be controlled all the time to do things. So you need time for yourself to allow the playful child to come out and allow yourself to... make mistakes and embrace your imperfections. It's very difficult when you are, you know, when you have such responsibilities to make sure we stay safe. But you also have to take care of yourself, you know, and find that joy. Whether you're, you know, whatever you're doing.
Margie, quick question, okay? Can you make anyone an actor or an actress?
You know, people ask me that all the time. I think that there are people that I've had in my classes that are obviously from the very beginning, Brad Pitt, you know, Vince Vaughn, Mariska Hargitay, all these people that I knew from the beginning had the effect.
Sure.
It isn't about you becoming and making someone a great actor. It's about me helping you find the joy of creating. And if you learn to create through your imagination, if you learn to have a strong relationship, if you learn to that you allow yourself to be open, then anybody can get up there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just do it because you think you want to be an actor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it makes all the sense.
Taking what's the essence of you, like Ron, the essence of you, and say, you know what? I want to create a life. That's different than saying I want to perform and be an actor.
Right. How do we get the book?
Well, you know, it's all over the place. I heard it came out today. I mean, officially it's coming out today. Woohoo!
Ooh, that's congratulations.
You can go on Amazon right there, or you have to use my name, Margie Haber, and I hope you all buy it. I think it's a book, really, I'm serious, a book to help everyone feel better about themselves and find hope. I think it's a hope book.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're right.
Are you going to buy it?
I'm going to buy it, absolutely. Hey, I'm into this thing. Believe me when I say.
Will you will you text? Will you let me know?
I
want you to tell me how you feel about it.
I will absolutely do that. And will you come back and join us again sometime, Margie?
Yes, anytime. And just MargieHaber.com. Anybody who wants to come on Monday and get to know me, they can get on, connect with me. I'm very happy to help anybody.
Margie, thank you for joining us. We look forward to your return, my friend, okay?
Thank you, Ron. Take care.
You've been terrific. Margie Haber has been our guest. Her topic matter is very, very applicable to anyone, not just if you want to be in show business, but if you just want to enjoy life, you got to come out of your comfort zone. And sometimes when you do, you find a new you. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to Ron Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. We're going to talk about a very important subject, And that is eye care. Suddenly losing your vision can really impact your life. Devastating. A new survey is talking about the emotional burden and the impact of not seeing that can lead to a lifetime that is totally changed. Joining us right now is Dr. Nancy Holkamp, and she is the Director of Retina Services at Proposed Vision Institute in Missouri. Welcome to the show, Doctor. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me on your show today.
I believe, and I am a firm believer in this, that out of all the senses, the one that is the worst is blindness. And, you know, you would think in my business, I would say hearing. I'd lose my hearing all day long compared to losing my sight. It is very, very, very difficult. And this problem that causes a lot of blindness is called geographic atrophy, or GA, which is macular degeneration. Tell us what that is, because I know friends that have it, and I know what they're going through and have gone through.
Well, geographic atrophy, or GA, is an advanced form of age-related macular degeneration that perhaps your listeners may know as AMD. And this is a global health problem. It affects 5 million people worldwide, but more than a million people here in the United States. And geographic atrophy is a progressive disease that severely impacts your central vision. That is the fine vision that we use for reading or driving. So you can see as people get older and the disease progresses, it has a profound impact on independence and quality of life.
And there is no cure for it, is there?
There are currently no approved treatments for geographic atrophy, but there are ways in which we can help patients who have this disease.
Here's what really brings it down to brass facts here. My son's father-in-law is an eye doctor. His mother had macular degeneration. Now, here you have an eye doctor whose mother gets it, and he told me one day, I can't do anything for her. That is very depressing.
Well, I agree, but one of the important things about geographic atrophy and the recent survey that was done on this disease is fully understanding and comprehending the impact it has, not only on patients, but family members of patients with geographic atrophy. In fact, we just performed a large survey called the GAINS Survey. It's a global geographic atrophy insight survey conducted by the Harris Poll and sponsored by Apellis Pharmaceuticals, who I'm here on behalf of today. And this survey really gave us so much information about what it's like to live affected. So some of the key findings were that 95% of people felt it affected their reading, and 95% of people felt it affected their driving. And so it's a huge burden, not only on patients, but the people around them, family members, caregivers, loved ones. It's really an impactful disease.
Is it only in an aging person? I mean, can a young person have it?
Well, a key hallmark of age-related macular degeneration and therefore geographic atrophy is age. And so we see this in older individuals. But it's not just age. Geographic atrophy and AMD have an underlying genetic predisposition. So when I see a patient and I diagnose GA, they'll very frequently say, gee, my mother had that, or my grandmother had that, or my uncle and two aunts on my father's side had it. So it tends to run in families, and it's just very, very common to hear that from the patients who are suffering from this disease.
So it can be hereditary. I would assume that there are some symptoms of this. Is there any pain involved, or is it just the continual kind of slow process of having blurred vision? And how long after detected does it take effect where it's complete blindness?
There are no pain fibers in the retina. So its main symptom is a slow deterioration of central vision where people lose the ability to read, read small print, even with reading glasses. And they may lose the ability to perform hobbies such as sewing or fishing for men. So the main symptom is really progressive loss of vision.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you start to see that you can't sew, so on and so forth. Now, there are people that I know know that say, boy, I can't drive at night anymore, or, you know, it's so hard for me to read. I mean, should everybody be checked for this? Because what's the difference between having onset of macular degeneration or just having poor eyesight?
Well, the American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends that everyone over the age of 50 have the yearly comprehensive eye exam, because that's when all the age-related diseases show up, including age-related macular degeneration and GA. And so it really takes an eye care provider to make the diagnosis and to give you the best possible information and education about your particular eye condition.
Tell us about the Post Vision Institute. I think that a very unique institution, and one, an important one, too, in the help and the care and the research for macular degeneration.
Well, at the Post Vision Institute, we do clinical trials across all aspects of ophthalmology, but in particular, we are part of clinical trials that are looking for a treatment for GA, and currently we don't have a treatment for GA, but I'm very optimistic and hopeful, and it's one of the reasons why this survey was done, which was really to raise awareness about GA and educate not only patients but their family members about the impact of this condition.
Will a day come when there might be a cure or treatment?
I'm very optimistic about a treatment. I think in medicine we tend not to use the word cure very often,
right.
But I do remain very optimistic that in the near future there will be an effective treatment that is also safe for patients with geographic atrophy.
I said in the introduction that this is a very important subject. I believe that thoroughly. I think the loss of eyesight is unbelievable. It's one thing if you're born with it and never knew what it was like to see. But if you've lived a life and then lose your sight, it has got to be devastation right at the top of the list.
I completely agree, and I find that to be true for all of the patients that I take care of.
Yeah, unbelievable. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Our guest has been Dr. Nancy Holkamp, the Director of Retina Services at the Post Vision Institute in Missouri. Doctor, you are always welcome back here. Very serious matter, eye care, and we look forward to your return.
Well, thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Great having you here with us. As I mentioned before, very serious situation. If you feel you have any type of loss of sight, or better yet, go see, as the doctor said, eye doctor every year to make sure that your sight is always intact. You don't want to lose that. Oh, I can't even imagine. Little reminder to you to check our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
is right for you. Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of the month. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include my buddy Tony Orlando, Kelly Edwards talking about getting the house ready for summertime, John Cena from the WWE, Margie Haber about how to get into show business and acting, and also Dr. Nancy Holkamp with iCare. And I hope that you enjoy the interview that we had as a tribute to our friend Ray Liotta, who passed away just a couple of weeks ago. Great guy. Sensational talent and a real loss. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.